Okay, God bless you, Doctor. I think that's let's see, my mentor there, Dr. Guyton. Is that Dr. Guyton?
Yeah, this is I.
All right. Okay. I thought that was you. All right. We're going to get started here in a minute. And we also have someone else on. We're going to get them on. The other person, can you announce yourself? There's actually four people on here, but I don't recognize the other ones. Your number ending in 1854.
This is Augusta Turner, Louisiana.
Oh, God bless you, Sister Turner. Okay, we're going to be getting started here in a minute. Were you able to get Sister Brown and anybody from her family? Can you send that out to them?
I did.
Good. Okay.
I'll check back.
Okay, Dr. Guyton, in about 4 minutes, I'm going to have you start us off in prayer, and then Elder should be on, Deacon should be on here shortly.
Amen.
Okay, Dr. Guyton, why don't you go ahead and start us off in prayer, and then we wait for the other families to join us. Go ahead, Bishop.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Father, we bless your name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Father, we praise you, Father, right now, Lord. Father, you knew about this conference call before the foundation of the earth and eternity past, Father, that you ordered it for such a time as this, Lord. And, Father, right now, we just thank you because we have the privilege, the pleasure, the honor, Father, to come into your gates with thanksgiving. To enter your courts with praise, Lord God, and to lift this family up, Lord God. And we thank you right now for the peace, for the comfort, Father, that will allow them, Father, to release and let go and allow them to begin to receive the eternal love walk that you have provided for those that know you. And your love is so amazing, so matchless, that it takes eternity to just experience it, Father. We thank you for that experience beginning even right now, Lord God. We thank you that your word declares that to be absent from the body is to be in your amazing presence, Father, your manifested presence. Father, we thank you for your manifested presence even now, Father. Comforting family, Father. We thank you for everyone that's joined on the line tonight, Father. We lock arms and we lock hearts, Father. As we, Father, go deeper and go higher in you, Father, and receive that what you have. Use us in a special way tonight, Father, to share the peace, comfort, and love that represents you, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Eternal God, our Father, we bless your name tonight, God. We hold up Dr. Guyton in your prayer, God, for full recovery. Strengthen and restore him, God, right now in the name of Jesus. God, we call on you to touch today, Lord, the Brown family, God. We ask today for a special blessing over the Jones family, God, out of Michigan. We call on you, God, to touch the Jackson family, God, out of New Jersey, Father, tonight, God. We call on you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Master, to touch the Williams family and the Jones family, William Jones family out of San Francisco, California. All of these families have lost loved ones, Father, and we ask right now that you send comfort, Master. Send tranquility to their home, God. Father, we bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. Any thought diametrically opposed to your will, opposed to your way, God, right now in the name of Jesus, we bind that up, Father. Oh, how we bind it up, God, and we call on you, God, to give the families peace, to set confusion afar away from them. We call on them, Father, that you intervene right now, God, in a way that you never have, Father, to do a supernatural work in those families, God. For we know that you allow it to rain on the just and the unjust, for those who are not saved in those families. God, and we dare not forget, Father, the Higginbottom family out of Mississippi tonight, God. They lost a patriarch last Wednesday. God, we call on you right now, in this hour, that you move supernaturally through every home, through every soul. Keep the enemy away. For you said in your word, Father, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou wouldst still the enemy and the avenger. So God, tonight, we ask for a mighty move of your hand, God. That those quiet moments, God, where the devil want to just take control, that you turn those quiet, lonely moments, God, into a time of joy. Every time you're there by yourself, that's not a time, God, for tears. That's a time to remember the joyful time, the good time. We call on you, Father. And Lord, we ask right now that you cover the souls of those that we've lost, God. Welcome them. Return them to your right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus. So for we all know, Father, that there are three type of souls. Souls that have never left your side, that have always been with you, and then there are us. We're here. But then there are those who come and have returned to your host, returned to your bosom, returned to you. Let that bring peace, Lord, to these families tonight, God. Every family represented on here tonight, God. We thank you right now for them, God. We call on your name, Father, to do a work that our eyes can't believe and our mind can't conceive. Just something we can't even find words to describe, how you brought peace in the midst of a storm. Move right now, God. We stand in an intercessory fashion for these families because we all know God. So, God, wherever there's confusion, replace it with peace. Wherever anyone feels defeated, replace it with the sensation of victory. Wherever anybody's been put out, God, show them that you're there to welcome them in. Whatever's needed right now, in the rooms and in the homes and on the properties of these families, we rebuke Satan. We bind him up. Because he want to take opportunities like loss of family and turn it into something that benefits him. But the devil is a lie. We bind up every demonic stronghold and every minion that he can throw at any one of these families right now in your name. We bind it up, Lord. We rebuke him, and we glorify you. Oh, how we bless your name tonight, Father. We thank you, Master. In Jesus' name we pray. We decree and declare. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to call on my new brother to the movement, Brother Lawrence Freeman. Brother Freeman, I'm going to ask you to go directly into prayer for all of the families I mentioned. And go ahead, brother. Brother Freeman?
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you, Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for waking us up this morning, starting us on our ways, Father God. Lord, we thank you, God, for this beautiful day that you blessed us with right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we asking you to, God, we asking you to strengthen each family, the Jackson family, the Brown family, other families that Dr. Carter has called. And God, I'm asking you to touch each and other families throughout Black Wall Street movement, throughout other cities and states, all over Black Wall Street and surrounding areas. And God, I'm asking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus is to touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to put your loving angels around them. Lord, put your arms around them. Lord, I'm asking you to rock them. Lord, rock them right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them be able to, they can feel the peace. And God, I'm asking you to right now in the name of Jesus to save them, Father. Lord, save their soul. Lord, I'm asking you to let them know that this is the time that they need to pull together as a family. This is the time to get it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, God, your son went on the Calvary on the cross, and he died for all our sins. And, God, he died. So, God, we have the right to the tree of life. For, God, I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus is to show up and show out. And, Lord, where how families come through with bickering, God, it won't be no bickering in families. Lord, it will be this time for them to just to love on each other, to love on them. God, love, it's no fake love. God, you want real love. Lord, you say you're not the author of confusion. And, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, as we get ready to go on to the different ceremonies, Father God, we asking you to give the pastors the word, what to preach. Lord, you give them that rhema word. Lord God, take self. Lord God, take self out of these pastors. Lord, give you your word that you want the families to have. And God, I'm asking you to touch each and every family on this line right now in the name of Jesus, living and not living. And God, bring them, God, the ones who is still going through the torment of life, still going through bereavements, Father God. I'm asking you to bless them. Let them know, say, hey, it's all right. I got you. And right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, with Dr. Carter and all the other ministers and deacons and evangelists is on these lines, God, wherever they praying out and pouring out, God, I'm asking you to rejuvenate Lord, give them what they pour out. Lord, pour it back into them, their life, health, and strength, and wealth right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, and that's, I turn it over. God, I'm asking you to bless. Teaching everyone banking accounts. Each and every one, because when they say, well, Lord, how I'm going to pay this? Or God, how I'm going to pay that? God, you open up the door. Open up the door. Pour out that Swiss account right now in the name of Jesus. Put them that they can have room to receive. And as I turn it on over to the next person, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Anyone else want to join us in petitioning the throne? We led by the Spirit on Thursday nights for this global prayer hour, which is normally led by Elder Ernest Gardner. And so we're missing him tonight, but that's okay. We got a nice little crowd on, so if anybody just want to go into prayer, please feel free. Please feel free.
Have your way, Heavenly Father.
Have yes, your Lord. Way. Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, how we just bless your name tonight, God. We ask a special blessing and prayer over the Miller family. I forgot also about Brother Miller. And we ask God to touch him. He
yes.
was a caretaker for his mother for years. And
yes.
She often felt that she kind of slowed him down because she really didn't trust too many other people to take care of her. And so he's still dealing with it. And so we all hold Brother Corey Miller out of Baton Rouge up in, and it's so many. I get calls just about every week. And so we need to strengthen each other because that's what number one, that's what God wants. It's his vision, not ours. And so he wants us to be, and the word says, confess your sins, pray one for another. Earnest and fervent prayer. So we thank you for attending and joining us tonight in this fellowship. And so if there's anybody on that want to pray, feel free. You want to read a scripture, feel free. Sing a song, feel free. And just let the Spirit guide you. We need this in the middle of the week. I tell you, we do. And if there's any family members on who wants to talk about their loved one or the good times and when they made you smile, that's what we're here for. Dr. Guy,
Amen.
Bishop Guy, you on? You still with us? You want to share with us?
Well, what I have in my heart is to not miss what's, you know, it's like loss versus gain, and to be absent from the body is to be in his manifested presence, where it takes an eternity to experience all the love that he has laid out. And I remember with my mom, it was Valentine's Day, and I'll never forget to see his love grab her, and all I could do was celebrate, because now, you know, I'm just going to position myself for the throne room reunion. And to do that, So we say lost, but we didn't really lose them. No, they just gone before us, and to join that great cloud of witnesses, And in that great cloud of witnesses, you know, they're cheering us on. And be a part of receiving those cheers and allow his love to manifest, his unconditional love to demonstrate. And we walk in that. We receive it. So those that go before us, we can celebrate with them because of the gain that right. they're experiencing now. That's all I wanted to say, Dr. Mm-hmm. Carter.
Bless you, Bishop. Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, we got to remember this, you know, there are three type of souls. There are souls that have never left God's host. And this ought to be able to help the families. They've never been to the physical realm. And then there are us. We left the host of God. And then we're here now. And then there are people who've gone on before us, our loved ones. They came here, existed, and returned to God.
Yes.
When someone transitions, they go immediately back to the bosom of God. They return immediately to God. And so I encourage family, like I did the Higginbotham family this morning. I let them know, I said, you know, you have to remember those times when they call him Papa. Papa made you smile, made you laugh, made you feel good. Because it's a battle with Satan. Satan, he likes to maximize on our emotions and our humanity and who we are as human beings. But you, every time he does it, look him dead in the face and say, you a liar. And I rebuke you. That's what you tell him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello? Okay. That's what we have to remember in this hour. So, again, I ask you, hold up those families, Williams family, Jones family, all of the families, Sister Brown and Monroe, her daughter, lost her daughter. Help me with that name, Brother Freeman.
Melissa Brown.
Melissa Brown.
Melissa. L. Marie.
Yes. Her baby. Okay. Well, we want to hold Sister Brown up in prayer. You're going to be just. You have to remember every time she made you smile. You know, our kids, our children, you know, they didn't ask to be here. We made that decision. God made that decision. And so they are gifts to us. And so every time your gift made you smile, every time she did something, it gave you that sensation of an accomplished mother, accomplished parent. That's what you remember. That's what you remember. And stay with it. Stay with that thought pattern, because that is what's going to get you through these hours. But I just want to let all the families on to know that we, Black Wall Street, is with you. We're not just about material thing. We're about the soul. And so we thank God. We thank God for all of you. And there's quite a few of your own, because we sent out a thing letting everybody know that we were praying tonight. So I'm going to go ahead on, and we're going to continue on to pray. Anyone on the call right now, I think I heard Sister Augusta on. Sister Augusta, you want to lead us in prayer? Is she on still? Sister Augusta? Mm-hmm. There she is.
Oh, family. I mean, when folks. We need to keep calling our brothers and our sisters who done lost. Like, cause every time I done seen people's guests there for the time, they'll call just for the few times, but they still need you after. And every time I hear, yeah, if you need me, I call me. If you need me, I call you. But you try to be nice just to be nice for the moment. But what about when the death sucks?
Yeah.
When everything is over.
Right.
They still need you now.
Right.
They still need you dead. Because, I mean, I tried people like that. And you know who helped me through it? It was God. And
you said a mouthful right there, brother.
Let's reach out.
Yeah, you said a mouthful.
What is it going to cost you?
Mm-hmm.
Just to pick up the phone. Because we all can party together. We all can sing together. But what about that little time? We always could be on the call on these things. What about that little time? Just say, I'm just thinking about you. Get out of self.
Right.
And let's put ourselves in their shoes. Because we all once went through that. We got to bury that old thing, way of thinking. And do root new way.
Amen.
That's all
Amen.
I had to say.
Amen. Amen. You gonna call him Elder Ernest Gardner Baton Rouge to lead us in prayer. Elder?
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Dr. Carter.
Good evening. Good evening.
Bless you.
All right, let us pray. I thank everyone for being on, and I thank you, Dr. Carter, for gathering us together because it is prayer time.
Yes, Lord.
The Bible says that men ought to always pray and faint not.
Yes, Lord.
And that we are to pray without ceasing. And that includes praying in the Holy Spirit, asking the Holy Spirit to lead us. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. We thank you for the power of prayer. We thank you for the pressure of prayer. We thank you for the promises of prayer. But your word declares that you sit high and you hear, your ear is open to the prayers of the righteous, those that are in right standing with you, those that are washed by the blood of Jesus, those whose sins have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, those that you have chosen and called sons and daughters, those that you have anointed and appointed, those that you have gathered into your family, and we thank you for this privilege. Lord, you also said that your ear is open to the prayer of righteous, but your eyes are upon the righteous, which means, Father, that you are watching us. You're watching over us, not just watching us, but watching over us, because your word declares that the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And so we are so grateful, Lord, that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. That even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, through trials and temptations, through death, through sorrow, through sickness, through lack, through persecution and prosecution, God, you said you're with us. We thank you, God, you said that you are our peace, not as the world give, but the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that dispels all trouble, all confusion, all fear, all terror, peace that rights our ship, that rights our lives, our soul, our mind. The peace, hallelujah, that's beyond our understanding. We're so grateful, Lord,
yes, Lord,
that you love us, you chose us, you empowered us, Hallelujah. You appointed us. You anointed us. And we are so grateful. Lord, you said in your word that if any of us lack wisdom, that we are to ask you. Father, the whole country, the whole of the African culture, we're all in need of wisdom, Lord. These trying, turbulent, chaotic, crazy times in America, we need your wisdom. We need you to walk with us. We need you to guide us. We need you to lead us, and we ask it, and we thank you for it. Because, God, you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we're so grateful, so thankful. We enter into your court with thanksgiving, and your gates with thanksgiving, into your court with praise. We are so grateful for every blessing, every favor, abundant grace and mercy. Thank you, God, that your grace is sufficient in every area of our lives, every situation, every tragedy. God, in the name of Jesus, no matter how dark it looks, God, your grace is sufficient. No, how many times we lose a loved one and our hearts are broken and full of sorrow, your grace is sufficient.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah. No matter how much persecution from political parties and racism and governmental system, your grace is sufficient.
Yes.
The song said you brought us a mighty long way. You walk with us, you talk with us, and you tell us that you are, and we are your own. We are so thankful, God, that you're a God that never fails. You're God of the impossible. Your word declares with God all things are possible, and all things are possible to him that believes. God, help our belief. Help our faith. Help us to grow our faith. Help us to walk in faith. Help us, God, to talk faith. Help us, God, to seek first your kingdom. Help us, God, to make seeking your faith our priority. Help us to be aware, God, that every day that we open our eyes, your hand is upon us. You watched over us mightily. You rebuked the enemy for our sake. We thank you, God, even as we recently celebrated the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, the gift, man's greatest gift, we are so grateful. For your word declares that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have eternal life. We are so thankful, God, that even though we may not have the billions and the riches of this world, we have the greatest riches through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Eternal salvation, eternal joy. Hallelujah. Eternal living with our Lord and our Savior. We are so grateful. So, Lord, we come just praying for your continued guidance, your continued leadership, because your word declares as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So thank you, God, for leading us, for keeping us, for guiding us, protecting us, directing us, directing our steps. And we yield to you, Lord. We submit to you. We surrender to you. We repent of our sins, of our trying to go our own way. And so, God, we submit to you, and we thank you for being a wonderful God, an awesome God, a mighty God, a powerful God. We're so grateful. We just pray for this organization. We pray for Dr. Carter, all of the officers, all of the men and women that are in this organization. God, we thank you for wisdom. We thank you for guidance. We thank you for leading our steps. God, even the things that we think are mundane, God, we know, God, that you're watching and you're stepping, you're leading our steps, and your ears are open to our prayers. So thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask I'm fortunate to have. Now, there are many mentors for me, even though I lead the movement in this movement that I just hold to, and I have two on here tonight. And I just want Dr. Guyton, Bishop, if you can, from the standpoint of your studies and meditation on God's word, just give us a brief for the families that are on what eternal life is with the Lord. And if you could just give us just a little bit, like you shared with me and so many others.
Well, it takes an eternity to experience all the love that he has for us. And really, it's so much that we can't even say it in the language that we speak. He gives us a language that would be more befitting to share the love that he has for us. I mean, Jesus paid it all. And but before the foundation of the earth and eternity past, before time existed, he put this in time for such a day as this. And in doing that, that we're able to get closer to him. And how do you get closer to him? By sharing him. There's one, there's something you can take with you when you leave here, and that's another soul, by sharing the love and allowing them to receive the love that God has for them. So what we want to make sure that we're doing is giving him away, giving his love away, and letting us, letting our lives be that light that will draw them to him. Said, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. And he fills us with his spirit that we can represent him as we share him. For God so loved, not just love, he so loved mankind that whosoever would believe in him would not perish or cease to exist, but live and be with him throughout eternity. And each day his love is new. Every day his love is due. And it's going to take an eternity to experience it. So we celebrate him in the midst of all of that. And we share him every opportunity we can, every opportunity we get. And we thank God for everyone that's on the line tonight. And just know that his arms are stretched out wide. And he says, lo, I knock at the door of your heart to have fellowship with you. Receive his love now. If there's anyone on the line that has not received his love, we want to make that love available to you right now. He said, if you confess with your mouth, Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And so if there's anyone that's on the line that's listening now, here's an opportunity for you to receive that amazing love that you can't even speak about in this language because the words aren't sufficient. And yes, we will not speak this language in heaven. He has a special language that's already developed that he would speak with us through us. But we can take another soul with us if we share him. So that's what we do. And he said, when one lost comes to know him, all the angels begin to rejoice. So we have an opportunity to kick off the biggest party the biggest celebration.
My Lord.
The biggest. I mean, I wish there was a word that would be that is befitting in this language to describe it. But he will reveal it by his spirit, yes, even the deep things of God. But we're so thankful, we're so grateful that we get to share him in such a time as this. Thank you, Dr. Carter.
God bless you, Dr. Bishop Guyton. Thank you so much. And as you all know, Bishop, Dr. F.D. Guyton serves as the South Regional Director of Black Wall Street USA. He's a veteran of the movement. And I tell you, we don't know where we would be without him. Elder, would you piggyback and share what he did such a great job? But I want to hear from you, my other mentor and teacher.
God bless you, Dr. Guyton, always leaving us with some inspirational word. The Bible says that he that hath a son hath a life, and he that hath not the son hath not life. And it says to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritually-minded, that is, have the mind of Christ, is life. And Paul says, for me to live is Christ. And then, you know, for me to die is gain. So it is a blessing for us, the greatest blessing, to have our relationship with our Heavenly Father restored. Because when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, it triggered a worldwide pandemic that brought man into fellowship with evil and cut our connection with our Heavenly Father. And there was no way we could get back on our own. And so the Bible says, before the foundation of the world, God prepared, scripture says, he prepared a body for me. He prepared a body for Jesus to come and redeem us. God's great redemptive plan because of love. That's who he is. The Bible says God is love. He loves us so much. And I believe if we would focus on that sometimes when we're going through, when we're being prosecuted, when we're being tormented, when we are being ostracized and criticized and being rejected, that God loved me so much that he gave the ultimate sacrifice, his only begotten son, that I might have eternal life. And that life is precious. And as Dr. Guyton said, we are commanded to share that life with people that have not accepted Jesus Christ. And yes, it is a challenge. As many of you, if you're like me, you've been cussed out. You've been told, I don't want to hear that Jesus stuff. But that will not stop us. Many of you, probably like me, have had experience where you've share with people in just a gentle way, like gentle rain. See, if you have a great downpour, it'll wash the soil away and it won't soak in. But that gentle rain will gradually soak in and restore the underground water table. And so it's the same with witnessing. You don't have to hit people over the head, but just by your kindness. The Bible says that we are a light and that we're a salt. And the light is not to be hid under a bushel. But as Paul writes, that which took hold of me, that which captivated me, that's what I share with you. We have to share that with other people because it is the greatest transformation in my life and in our lives. The greatest transformation is not me getting a PhD from a Bible institute. It is not getting a master's degree. It is not getting a bachelor's degree, an associate degree, and going to all these institutions and stuff. But the greatest transformation, the greatest, I don't know how to explain, the greatest thing that's ever happened in our lives is to be introduced to Jesus. That invisible God that we can't touch with our physical hand, yet he's present. Yet he's present. Hallelujah. He said we serve a God that's everywhere at all times, invisible, but available. He's invisible, but available. Jesus assured his disciples. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's the promise every Christian has. That's the promise all of us have, especially in these political times, this political chaos. We have to remember that Jesus is with us every day, every hour, every second. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he is with us. He's watching over us. He's not just standing by. Because sometimes in our religious mind, we think God is sitting over there watching. No, sir. God is moving. God is directing our steps. God is moving danger out of our way. God is moving parts and people and places. God is actively providing for us. He's actively connecting us with each other. And I don't know if it was Dr. Guyton or somebody mentioned that we have to be our brother's keeper. We have to encourage, be our brothers and sisters encourager. We have to show the love of God that's in us. The Bible talks about the love of God being spread abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We have to rely more on the Holy Spirit, because I can tell you the millions of times I have failed because I fail to acknowledge the leadership and the presence of the Holy Spirit. He's not somebody spooky, but Jesus said he's a teacher, he's a guide, and he said he'll take from me my characteristic, who I am, and begin to reveal it to you. And that's where we have, I believe, that we have to repent in that area. And I'm just personally confessing my shortcomings of I have not consistently, that's the word, consistently allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct me. And I'll just be honest, I'll repent. Many times I've found myself looking for my keys, all frustrated now, and I said, Father, forgive me, because you told me in all my ways to acknowledge you, even looking for my keys. And then it's not 5-10 minutes later, I have the keys. But that human nature is geared to trying to work things out on our own. And we have to constantly repent. We have to constantly humble ourselves. We have to constantly, Jesus said that we have to daily take up our cross. So it's a daily thing, a consistent thing that we have to do. It's not too hard for us. Sometimes we want to think that everything is impossible. No, all things are possible with God. And God wants to walk with us and talk with us because we are his children. And because of his great love for us, because of his, I think Paul writes, if he would send his son to die, how much more now that we are his children, will he watch over us, fellowship with us, protect us, and keep us? And that's for every one of his children, every one of us, that eternal life that he has for us. And then not just the life here and after, but if he helps us and guides us through the struggles down here. And Jesus promised that everybody that live godly will suffer persecution. But he said, don't worry about it, fellas. He said, I've overcome the world. In other words, I've paid the price. I'm your example.
Yeah.
I'm your strength. Hallelujah, that you are to draw from. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Look into Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. Yes. And he's for us and with us, whatever situation all of us that are on this phone are in. God's grace is sufficient. He is protecting that eternal life that he has placed in all of us. As I prayed earlier, the Bible says his eyes up on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. And the enemy wants to try to discourage us from praying. Well, you prayed about this and look what happened. And I'm encouraging all of the saints of God all over the country and all over the world that as people of African descent, the great strides that are happening in spite of all the negative stuff, y'all. You know there's been some progress made when the devil started acting up. But all the positive process, progress from having an African-American president, African-American vice president, all the CEOs and all the accomplishments that have happened has been because due to the prayers of our great, great, great grandparents, uncles, aunts, and so forth. Those that bore the whips and soap in the cotton fields and the corn fields and the peanut patches. They pray, God, don't let my great, great grandchildren have to go through what I'm going through. God is answering those prayers. This is a season of harvest. This is a time of harvest of God manifesting his prayers, and I want all of us to be encouraged. Because those prayers, hallelujah, are being manifested. So don't look at the dark, but look at the hand of God. And he's guiding us, protecting us, keeping us, empowering us. I thank you, Lord. Glory to God. But I'm grateful for that eternal life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Dr.
Gardner. The Lord bless his name. Bless his name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I want to encourage you tonight. The web team, and you got it set up now when we have conference calls. He can text you things. And so everybody should have received the seven principles of prayer. And I just encourage you to study the seven principles of prayer as Christ taught us in the Sermon on the Mount. And for you families that are in bereavement, this is prayer time. Every day, fervent and earnest prayer. And the deal
yes.
here is that you don't have to pray for the same thing. You can just ask God for one thing, plead the blood of Jesus and petition the throne on one issue because there are many, many. And so he allows repetition in the prayer. So the seven principles of prayer start with relationship, recognition, request, repetition, resignation, rejoicing, and realization. Those are the seven principles of prayer. When you set those seven principles, you write it on one side of the paper, and then you write out the Our Father prayer on the other side of the paper, you'll see where those seven principles fall in. And this is the way Christ taught us how to pray. This is the way our Redeemer, our Savior, the stone that the builders rejected, he taught us how to petition the throne. And when you're in bereavement, it is what God wants. God is what he requires. It talk to him. that you communicate. And oh, what a gift it is to pray. Not only the gift to pray, but the gift that you know you can petition of God of grace. And so God bless you tonight. I thank God for all of you, Black Wall Street family, even for those who just wanted to listen in, your own here. And I think this is the largest crowd we've had since we started this. And so that is a blessing. And Elder Ernest Gardner, our National Vice Director of the Black Wall Street USA National Men's Council, hosts this at this time, at this hour, every week, when reasonable, you know. We've known him to be on there by himself for a week or two, and then others join. But every Thursday, we encourage you to return. We need to be men, especially in the community. We need to be praying men, prayerful in our homes. Our children need to see us praying. See, and I pray for my teenage son. He don't like it, you know. I don't care. You're going to get prayed for. He's growing into it. But, you know, even for our teenagers, our preteens, you need to show before them prayer. Even if they don't want to, you pray anyway. And so I encourage you to join us every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on this call line, with Elder Ernest Gardner from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And again, I thank everybody for participating tonight. This has been stretched out across the country from New York to California, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi's own, Virginia. So we thank you for coming on tonight. And Illinois is on, Michigan, and other places. So we thank you tonight for your participation. And I'm going to ask, and include Sister Turner. She's been struggling physically. And so, Dr. Guyton, will you close us out in prayer and get us ready for next week? Dr. Guyton?
I guess you're on another call. Okay.
Elder? You, Dr. Okay. I'm here. If you don't mind closing us out in prayer tonight.
Oh, I would love to. Father, we thank you right now, Father, for allowing us to assemble and be as one to share you, to share your love, Father, that you, Father, assembled before the foundation of the earth in eternity past, Lord. Now allow us to be used to draw them to you, Father,
yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for using us, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We make ourselves available to you, you alone, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. You said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not cease to exist, but will live with him throughout eternity. And because he's loved, that's what we'll experience. Father, so we thank you right now. Getting us ready.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you, Father.
Getting our hearts ready.
Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you, Lord.
We share.
Thank you.
You, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Allow us, Father.
Thank you.
To let them see you in us, Father, that will draw them to you, Father. And we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Father.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for this meeting tonight. Yeah. We thank you for everyone that's on the call tonight. Father, we thank you right now, Father, for the family, Father, that you're showing that unconditional love, Father.
Yes, Lord.
As you welcome them to you, Father. We thank you.
We thank you. We thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, that as we depart from this call, Father, let us stay closer together in you by your Spirit, Father. Let us make it a point to lift one another up, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let us pray without ceasing for one another, Father.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
Father, have your way.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Have your way.
Have your way.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Father.
Yes,
Father, now we lift up Dr. Carter to you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
For the assignment that you've given him through Black Wall Street USA, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, continue to encourage him.
Yes,
continue, Father, to equip him and thoroughly furnish him, Father, that the movement will continue, Father, to represent that community from 1906 to 1921, Father. And that you created a Black Wall Street in each and every one of us. Ephesians 3:20 talks about that Black Wall Street, Father, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask to think according to that power that's at work within us now, Lord God.
Yes.
Father, allow us, Father, the movement, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Allow us, Father, to share and use us, Lord God,
as
an opportunity to reach the lost.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Highest praise.
Yes, Lord.
Highest praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Grateful.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
You're worthy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Your grace.
Thank you, Father.
Praise you, God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. But
that's your name, God. That's your name. That's your holy name.
So great.
Yes, Lord.
Blessing. For your blessing.
Thank you for your ministry, brother. Thank you for your ministry, brother.
Hey,
thank you for your ministry.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your ministry, my dear brother.
Thank you, God. Your God of glory.
Thank you for your ministry.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Your Lord. Your good vessel. Thank you, Lord. Your every gift. Amen. Everyone. Use your body for your glory, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. For our leader, Dr. Carter, Spanley. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
wisdom, direction.
Yes.
Put in him, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
God,
you.
The guidance. All the directors, thank God. Thank you, God.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Father, thank you for Sister Turner, Father, as she steps in and dives deep into this.
Yes, Lord.
For your glory, Lord.
Yes, Father. Thank you.
Right.
For your glory.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
You know what we have need of even before we ask for.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Father.
We ask that you touch Brother Ernest Gardner's home, God, his family, God, in favor, God.
Thank you.
Intercession, God.
Favor like a shield.
Tearing up what the devil is trying to establish before he can even get started, God. We call on you right now, God, to keep all the demonic strongholds.
Yes, sir.
People of entitlement from around them, God, who think they deserve and are owed something around them, God. We rebuke that spirit now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Oh, we bind it up. Name of the Most High God, God, the enemy trying to get to him because of, and we know he's coming. He's doing the right thing, Father. That's why they're coming. So, God, we ask that you continue to keep your promise to protect him as he goes, God. Remind him, God, that he's always in your presence.
Yes.
Same goes for Dr. Guyton, God. Every time there's two steps forward, the devil want to create the delusion that he's going backwards. But in actuality, he's ascending. So we see the devil's handiwork, and we bind him up. We rebuke him right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
We rebuke Satan and all of his demonic strongholds, God. Loose it right now, God. After all of these years, God, just loose it, release it, move it, God, right now. Evict all the pain, irritation, uncomfort, discomfort, God. Right now, we just claim that, package it up, and evict it, God, from Dr. Guy's body in Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' precious name.
Restore up to him
blood of Jesus.
The years that the canker worms ate up. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In
the name of Jesus.
In the name of
restoration.
Jesus. Yes.
Recovery, God. Revival,
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Rebuild, God.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Renew.
Oh, hallelujah.
Restore.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Yeah.
Hey, bless your name.
Yeah. Right now, God.
Restore that
right
soul.
Now, God.
Mm.
Oh, in the name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless
thank
you,
you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glorify you. You're worthy
thank
to
you,
be
Jehovah
praised. Hey, glory.
Thank you, Jehovah Rock.
Thank you, Holy Father.
Thank you, Jehovah Shiloh.
Holy God. Oh, glory.
Thank you, sir.
You're holy. Hail, you're Shiloh. Righteous. You're worthy.
Jehovah Shiloh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Father.
So grateful.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
For you
call
are
on
Lord,
your Father, touch brother.
You're the glory and the lift of our head. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank
yes,
you,
Father
Lord.
God. Yes. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hold Brother Miller up, God, in these days, God. Hold him up and give him strength, God. Let him discover strength that he didn't even know he had.
Yes, Father.
Let him discover, God, the vision, God, that you gave him from on high. before the foundation of the universe, before there was ever a raindrop, before there was ever a flash of light anywhere in this universe, before there was ever a universe. Reunite him, God, with the anointing and the gift that you gave him, God. The patriarchal spirit that just possessed his soul, God, to not only direct, but to redirect young people, God. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That it's already done. The vision you gave.
We give you glory, God.
Already done, right?
Thank
in the name. Give him peace, God.
Can you declare it? Hallelujah.
Give him peace, God, right now in the name of
Jesus.
Keep all the enemies away. You said in your word, out of the mouths of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemy, that they would have still the enemy in the vision. So show Brother Miller that they may appear to be his enemies, but they were your enemies before Miller was born. So show him, God, what you do with the enemy, God. Show him what you do with the avenger, Lord. Show him that you'll steal him and send him down, God, right at his feet, God, and prepare a table right there for him. Show him, God, that the devil is a liar and the truth ain't in him.
In the
name of Jesus, God.
Yes, Lord.
We claim it. We decree it. We declare it
right now, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Give him strength in these days, God. Not easy for him. But, God, we know that you knew Mother Miller before he was formed in Mama Taylor's womb. And so we know you got him close to your bosom, God. We know you got him covered in your blood. We know you give him sufficient grace, God.
Hallelujah.
You give him victory over temptation. Victory over death,
Lord.
God, right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name tonight, God.
Yes, Father God.
Give him strength.
Yes,
give him wisdom.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus. Glory in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Father.
Father, we lift up Sister Taylor in Monroe, Dr. Ernest Johnson here in Baton Rouge, Black African radio stations, TV stations. God, we know the enemy is trying to silence the voice that's coming against evil. We pray that you would strengthen them, open up doors of financial favor, God, legislative favor, every area, God, that they need your help, God. We pray you would strengthen their family, their health, their finances, their family, and their future. Keep your hand upon them, God. Because you're using these gospel stations to spread your word. Hallelujah. God, give them favor, not only in the African-American community, but in the whole culture of the United States community, God. Because, God, it's your doing. You're the one anointed. You're the one that established these gospel stations, God, to spread gospel to downtrodden people, God. Give them the strength, the encouragement, the motivation, God, the wisdom, God, to run glorified stations that gives you glory. God, it's in the precious name. Bless their families, their loved ones. Remove every hindrance, every roadblock, everything the enemy is throwing against them, Father. In the name of Jesus, let your hand be upon them. In Jesus' precious name, they may bring forth the gospel in song and words. In an example, in Jesus' name we pray. We thank you and we bless you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Director Miller's on.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Don't take us to lead us in prayer, petition the throne. Lord, bless his name.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Lord, thank you for today, Father God. Right now, Father God, we want to ask you, Father, forgive us our sins, Father God, which we have committed against your name.
Yes,
Father God, thank you for our talents that we have, Father. Thank you for Dr. Carter. Thank you for Elder Gardner.
all of the prisoners that are on the line right now, Father God. Thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for having our steps already ordered before the foundation of the world, Father God.
Yes,
thank
Father.
You for our foes and our enemies and our victories,
yes,
Father God.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for everything that you have done for us, Father God.
Oh,
remove
yes, God.
Any scorpion from
yes.
around us.
Yes,
any evil people, any evil spirits from around us, Father God.
Yes, God.
Bombard us, cover us with your oil, Father God. Anoint our head from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, Father God.
Yes.
Open every door that's supposed to be open and close every door that's supposed to be closed, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you
thank
for
you,
the
Lord.
Members that are going to come, Father God. We don't have to recruit.
Yes, God.
You already had the members from the beginning of time, Father God, that's going to
yes,
join
God.
Black Wall Street
yes.
in massive numbers, Father God.
Yes,
ones
God.
That's going to work, Father God, not ones that's
yes,
going to sit
God.
On the side. The ones that see the vision that's going to work, Father God. That's
mm-hmm.
going to hold up the torch, Father God. Then what must I do to help people, Father God?
Yes, God?
Thank you for everything that you are doing for each and every person on this line. Thank you for everything that you are doing for each and every person in Black Wall Street, Father God.
Yes, sir.
Thank
Father.
You, Father God. Our pastors,
thank
Father
you,
God. Thank you
yes.
for Dr. Carter giving us the inspiration to worry every time and leading
yes,
us, Father God.
God.
Let his vision
yes,
come
Father.
Forth, Father God.
Yes, Father.
Sending the people that's supposed to be part of Black Wall Street, Father God.
Yes,
God. Not the ones that smile in the face and want to put a knife in your back, Father God. Remove those people, Father God.
Yes, Father.
And teach them, Father God, that you cannot mess with God's anointed. Thank you, Father God, for everything that you're doing for Elder Gardner. Open up every door, Father God, every vision that he has, Father God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
In the name of Jesus, shower miracles, Father God.
Yes, God.
Shower miracles over his life, Father God.
Yes, God.
Show him the ones that he's not even, even seen yet, Father God. And those doors are already open, Father God. Thank you for our leadership with our pastor, Father God, that leads us in the way that we should and teaches us in the way that
yes.
we should go, Father God. We'll know in the end that we'll give you the victory for everything that you have done, everything that you're going to do. Father God, every person that you're
yes.
going to allow us to meet and the one that you're not going to allow us to meet, Father God, is in the mighty name of Jesus who died on Calvary, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
We are meditating. The scripture comes to mind. I believe it's Psalms 46 and 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I
yes.
sense that the quietness, the stillness, each of us are knowing God. We're knowing his presence,
yes.
his power, his grace,
yes.
his goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Be still.
Yes.
Oh, that he is God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And all of us, each of us, individually and collectively, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the knowing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for helping us to be still. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Be still. Thank you for the Lord. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the restoration.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for the anointing. refreshing.
Yes.
Strengthening.
Yes.
Ooh, glorify. Thank you.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Good and perfect gift. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Carter, I just heard in the spirit. I'm going to know the spirit and not the spirit. He said, tell Dr. Carter everything is going to be all right because you're covered in the blood.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
I'll agree according to Matthew 18 and 19.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 60:22. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. Now, another version is the least among you will become a clan, the smallest a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. One says its time, the other says his time. And, when we got, I guess Elder is the eldest among us on the call. Yeah, so we've had, since we were little boys, visions and dreams and questions as to our purpose on this planet. And so that passage speaks to where we are now and how only God can take something perceived to be small and insignificant. Whether it's a people, a person, or what you do, and turn it into something that just high. And we are fishermen of men. That's what we are. And our assignment is to save soul, win soul. And that's how it starts. Small. That's why Christ used the seed. He said, the seed is the word of God. And it started small. But God blows it up and makes it bigger than anything we can imagine. And that's how you see each one of your lives. Don't look at your years. Look at the impact you can make spiritually in this world, and how God is just beyond amazing, beyond anything we can ever imagine. Isaiah 62. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold you, brother.
Amen.
I believe the Holy Spirit has pulled us together for a reason. Amen.
It's a blessing.
Amen.
A blessing.
Yes.
A blessed moment.
Yes.
Blessed evening.
Yes,
amen.
Blessed gathering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
You all have a great evening.
You too. God bless you. Thank you, Doc.
Blessed evening.
Have a blessed evening.
Amen.
All right.
Amen. Love you all. God bless everyone. Keep praying.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you. Love you too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.